So after having that Gibson Les Paul for a little bit, ended up getting into gentier music, which, if you don't know, is a lot of 7 and 8 string guitars, a lot of chugs, like Tesseract, Animals as Leaders, etc. So I went ahead and sold the Les Paul, put that money towards a Schecter KM7, which is the Keith Marrow signature, MK3. It was pretty cool. First time ever owning a 7-string guitar. A lot of cool features on it. It had the Wenge neck with the purple heart stripes. It was a through neck. I had the barrel tuners, which were kind of cool. But I'll be honest with you guys, I did not really like that guitar. I didn't vibe with it. I don't know exactly what it was. It said it came set up. It could have just needed a real setup. The action seemed weird. Playability wise, I wasn't a fan. I know it was my first 7-string, but I had played other 7-strings, like not owned one, but I had played other ones, and they played a lot better. I didn't like the tone that came out of the pickups, so maybe it was just the pickups I didn't like. The fretwork was fine. No sharp ends or anything, but overall playability, I wasn't jiving with it. I felt like between the pickups and the design with the through neck, it didn't really have any attack. Like it had a lot of sustain, but I wasn't feeling like that attack you would expect from a kind of heavy metal guitar. So for me, that actually might be where I get my preferences from bolt-on and set necks versus through necks now. They do have really good access, fret access, but I really do think that whether you believe in tone wood or not, I think that the set neck, bolt-on, through neck really does change the way the attack comes off the guitar. So for me, it was a no. I moved on pretty quickly from that guitar. I actually almost stopped playing while I had that guitar because I just wasn't getting along with it.